It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Early this morning, the Pentagon announced that another top official may be entangled in the scandal that prompted the resignation of CIA Director David Petraeus. It is the officer who succeeded Petraeus as commander of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, General John Allen. General Allen is now being investigated by the Pentagon for his interactions with a woman who is linked to the extramarital affair that led to Petraeus's downfall. For the latest on this very complicated story, we're joined by NPR's Pentagon correspondent, Tom Bowman. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's begin to break this down. What kinds of interactions are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about emails, 20,000 to 30,000 pages of emails and other documents that show inappropriate communications between General Allen and a woman named Jill Kelly. Now, if you remember, we first heard about Jill Kelly last week. She's the woman who complained about receiving threatening emails. That prompted an FBI investigation. That led to the discovery that CIA Director David Petraeus had been having an affair with a woman named Paula Broadwell. And these harassing emails to Jill Kelly came from Paula Broadwell. She believed that Jill Kelly was a rival for the affections of David Petraeus.
Yes, apparently. But then the 20,000 to 30,000 pages of emails, which is an astonishing number, that went to General Allen, allegedly from Jill Kelly, what might they have contained?
You know, it is an astounding number of, 20 to 30,000 pages of emails and communications. We don't know what's in them, whether they disclose classified information or have indications of a personal relationship, and that would be a violation of military law.
So how did this new information come out?
Well, just overnight, the Pentagon put out a release about this, and they said they had heard about it from the FBI on Sunday, and that they had some information involving General John Allen, and that the department should take a look into this. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, who's traveling this week to Australia and Asia, he was in the air when he was notified about this. He looked at all of this, called the president, and ordered an immediate investigation by the Pentagon.
And how are all of these people connected, though?
Well, the connection is MacDill Air Force Base down in Tampa. Jill Kelly is a Tampa resident, a socialite. She does volunteer work at MacDill Air Force Base. And General David Petraeus was head of Central Command based at MacDill Air Force Base, and General John Allen was his deputy. So that's how they're all connected.
This all comes at a delicate time for the military. It's working to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, and it's preparing for a change of command there because General Allen has been on track to be promoted to Supreme Allied Commander of NATO in Europe. What now?
Well, right now his nomination has been put on hold to command all U.S. forces in Europe and also NATO forces. And also, he was in town this week for his confirmation hearing. That's been put on hold. And Secretary Panetta has suggested that the Senate sort of move quickly on Allen's replacement in Afghanistan, General Joe Dunford, also a Marine general. And the other thing is, at this time, General Allen was working on the way ahead in Afghanistan. There are now 68,000 U.S. troops there. He was looking at a drawdown plan for those troops. Because they have two more years of combat. The combat mission ends in 2014. That's when the Afghans are supposed to take full responsibility for their own security. But beyond 2014, there's a security agreement with the United States. So there'll be thousands of U.S. troops there after 2014, training Afghan troops, working counterterror mission. Allen was working on a plan on that as well, how many troops would be needed. So it's a very sensitive time for all of this to happen.
And Tom, covering the Pentagon and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know both of these men. How surprising are these revelations to you?
I think I'm more surprised by this than almost anything I've seen in my career. Both are very cautious and careful senior officers. They are very disciplined. It's mind-boggling.
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's Tom Bowman.
Some members of Congress want to know why they didn't know about all this sooner. It is clear that the FBI and prosecutors at the Justice Department were investigating General Petraeus and others well before the election. Most lawmakers did not know about it until afterward, and nor apparently did the President of the United States. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
In Washington scandals, the question is usually what the White House knew. But in the case of former Central Intelligence Director David Petraeus, lawmakers are asking why President Obama did not know about a federal investigation that had found evidence Petraeus was having an affair. Peter King is a Republican U.S. House member from New York. Here he is on MSNBC.
Once the FBI realized that it was investigating a director of the CIA or the CIA director had come within its focus or its scope, I believe at that time they had an absolute obligation to tell the president, not to protect David Petraeus, but to protect the president.
Matthew Miller worked as a top aide to Attorney General Eric Holder at the Justice Department. He couldn't disagree more.
If the Justice Department is investigating a member of the administration, they don't want to notify other people in the administration. In fact, if they had notified the White House while this investigation was ongoing, you'd hear howls from members of Congress that the investigation might have been politicized.
There's another reason for not sharing leads more widely, Miller says. Sometimes the FBI investigates and the allegations don't pan out or they don't merit any criminal charges. Law enforcement sources tell NPR that appears to be the case here. The White House says Mr. Obama was first briefed on the case last Thursday, even though federal investigators started looking into what would become the Petraeus case about 6 months ago. The FBI probe started with a woman in Florida who socializes with the Petraeus family. She told a friend in the bureau she had received some bothersome email messages. Investigators traced the messages to Paula Broadwell, author of a biography of Petraeus. And in an email account, the FBI found communications that depicted an affair between the two. Senior Justice Department officials were alerted in the late summer, before FBI agents interviewed key players in September and October. The last interview was within days of the election. Former CIA Director Michael Hayden told Fox News he still has lots of questions.
It's mysterious. I really don't have insight into it. It appears that the Bureau was balancing the law enforcement process, the privacy of some individuals involved, but hanging out there is that requirement in law to keep the intelligence committees fully and currently informed about significant intelligence activities.
That requirement is found in the National Security Act and in an executive order on U.S. intelligence activities that dates back to the Ronald Reagan era. Law enforcement officials say they didn't tell Congress because Petraeus was a witness, not a target, in an ongoing criminal investigation. And until very recently, agents were still trying to figure out whether anyone broke any laws. Under Justice Department guidelines, authorities are barred from sharing information, even with most people in the White House, unless there's a national security exception. Bobby Chesney teaches law at the University of Texas. Chesney says there's an obvious national security issue when the CIA director appears on law enforcement radar.
But whether there was ever a formal statutory obligation to give that reporting from the FBI to the intelligence committees, for example, that's far from clear.
Former CIA director Hayden says it is clear law enforcement was in a tough spot.
This is an unprecedented sort of thing. There's no rule book or history as to how you handle these kinds of events.
Tomorrow, officials from the CIA and the FBI will hold private meetings with lawmakers on Capitol Hill and maybe start the process of rewriting that rule book should they ever need it again. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Shooting in the middle.